Well, friends, I wonder, have you ever found yourself caught up in a high-energy, spontaneous crowd of sorts? Maybe even a slightly chaotic moment that came out of nowhere. It started small and grew, or maybe it happened in the blink of an eye, right? Something exciting, something fun. One time, Julie and I were downtown Atlanta after a Final Four game. And while standing outside the stadium, all of a sudden there was music, like loud music, because Zac Brown Band started playing a free concert, full-blown concert in the park right across the road. And so things got crazy. People didn't know what was happening. We all just ran towards the music, pushing our way to the front, seeing how close we could get. It was an amazing surprise ending to the night. Another time, I was working just outside of LA, and I got invited to a Dodgers game. And when the game ended, over the loudspeaker was an invitation for everyone to come out on the outfield to enjoy a fireworks show and a musical tribute to Michael Jackson, who had died just a couple days earlier. It felt weird. The whole stadium moved as one. Seats and row numbers didn't matter anymore as everyone just like took in this moment. And why not one more? This November, I got invited to join a buddy of mine at the Michigan-Ohio State football game. And sorry if there's any Buckeye fans out there. But after an epic win with over 110,000 people in the stadium, Michigan fans flooded the field. It was wild. Everybody was singing, dancing, having the time of their life. It was mayhem. So I wonder, have you ever found yourself in a moment like that? Heightened emotion, spontaneous movement, collective energy. Word on the street is Joe didn't get back from an Illinois game until like 4 in the morning and still played the trumpet like a boss. And so you might have experienced some of those moments last night. It happens on a smaller scale too, though, right? You're cleaning up the dishes, kids are doing homework, and then that song comes on the Bluetooth speaker. First, someone just turns the volume up a little bit, then someone else starts to dance a little bit. Kids see it as an excuse to put their work down, and before you know it, everyone's busting a move in the kitchen like nobody's watching. It's energy, right? Wasn't planned, wasn't prepared, wasn't programmatized. These wild, unorchestrated moments, they're the best. It doesn't mean that planned parties aren't as fun, but when you fall into it, right, when you're caught up in a moment with other people, there's something just a little more raw, real, soulful about it, right? It kind of feels like you stumbled on joy instead of like carefully arranging it for yourself. And I think that was the vibe of Palm Sunday. There were no e-vites or sign-up forms passed around, no waivers or scripts or lost and found tents set up. It just happened. There was energy in there, something you couldn't quite put your finger on. And so let's read the story again this year from Luke 19. Jesus went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethpage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you'll find a donkey tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you why you're untying it, say, 'The Lord needs it.'" Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the donkey, its owner asked, "Why are you untying it?" They replied, "The Lord needs it." They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks over the donkey, put Jesus on it, and as he went along, people began to spread cloaks on the road. When they came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in a loud voice for all the miracles they had seen. "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord," they said. "Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." There's nothing flashy about it. Jesus is just riding a donkey, but people have caught wind of his arrival, right? As the crowd grows, the collective energy transforms them from just observers of a moment to participants. People start throwing jackets, blankets on the road in front of Jesus. It's like a peasant's red carpet. And then someone gets the great idea to grab a palm branch and start waving it. And a palm branch, it's kind of random, but it's what they had. And we do the same thing, right? At hockey games, we wave towels. Basketball games, we point foam fingers. Football games, some of you put blocks of cheese on your head and sing songs about bearing down. I don't know why we do what we do when the energy's up, but we do it. And then someone sees us doing it, and then they want to do it, and before you know it, you got a massive crowd tearing palm branches off and waving them like crazy people. "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." We read that this crowd's made up of people who've been following Jesus for a while now, have experienced the miracles and the healings and all of these liberating stories and teachings that we've come across over the last couple months. And since we've been reading these Jesus stories together, we probably know some of the people in this parade. And we probably have a sense of the kind of people that we'd find in this parade. Right? They were the folks who would freak out when they lost one of 10 silver coins. Right? They certainly weren't buying courtside seats to the biggest show in town, if you know what I mean. These were the outcasts, the heartbroken, the overlooked. But what they lacked in status, they sure made up for in spirit. And this was their time. This was their parade. When Roman rulers came to town, they weren't supposed to show their face. But when Jesus comes to town, they're singing, dancing, shouting. The streets are filled with tax collectors, people with leprosy, Samaritans, beggars, blind folks who just recently begun to see, right? Women with less than shiny reputations, fishermen who honestly aren't that good at fishing, it appears. Thousands of poor folks who Jesus is constantly needing to feed with a few pieces of bread and fish. Can you picture the pandemonium, the energy? In sociological circles, we call this eruption of communal joy and energy. We call it collective effervescence. In party circles, we call it fire. In church circles, we call it spirit. Things are getting out of control in all the best ways. And then guess who shows up to the party? We keep reading. "The whole crowd began joyfully to praise God in a loud voice for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." But some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." Or as several translations put it, "Silence them." You've got palm branches waving, crowd shouting, cloaks on the ground making a path for Jesus on a donkey, and the religious folks want Jesus to shut the party down, to stop it, to somehow silence the crowd and the spontaneous joy of it all. But the thing is, the people of Palm Sunday can't be silenced because they're not paid actors. Right? This isn't a pageant or a performance. It's a spontaneous eruption of spirit. And you might be wondering, like, what's the big deal with that? Why would the religious folks want a silent spirit? Well, if you ask me, it's because the people in the Palm Sunday parade were experiencing the very thing that they struggled to replicate in the temple. Right? Religious folks then and today often prefer structure over spirit. Right? A written script over shouting. Our Sunday best over coming as we are. Have you ever felt that? I bet the Pharisees had spent all month preparing for Passover feast, and they knew it couldn't compare to the energy that this crowd was feeling, right? It's ego, and I totally get it, right? Like, totally get it. When I go to a football game, I often find myself daydreaming about what it would be like if half of that energy showed up on a Sunday morning, right? Like, yeah, how cool would it be if we all showed up wearing CUCC jerseys, right? Cheering on our favorite council member, laying into our favorite songs. I'd love it if people were placing bets on how long the sermon was going to be, right? Maybe an over-under on how many kids were going to come. Pat and I kind of had a bet going, and you won. It's real. Face paint, body paint, throwing loved ones through tables and coffee fellowship. It's maybe more of a Buffalo thing, but like I could see it here. I think the religious folks saw spirit. They saw fire. They saw collective effervescence. And I think their egos were triggered. And they became jealous, knowing that their systems, their structures, their scripted liturgies couldn't quite hold a match to what was happening amidst the palms. The whole crowd began joyfully to praise God in a loud voice for all the miracles they had already seen. Blessed is the one that comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven, glory in the highest. But some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples," right? Silence them. And Jesus' response is so good. "I tell you," he replied, "if they were to keep quiet, even the stones would cry out." Right? How good is that? If the people were to be quiet, even the stones would begin to cry out. Because, friends, you can't silence spirit. You can't rebuke fire. You can't tell an effervescent crowd to stick to the script. It just doesn't work that way. When God's up to something in a community, God's up to something. The prophet Isaiah paints a similar picture. He says that even the mountains and the hills will burst into song. Even the trees of the field will begin to clap their hands. And so what do we do with that? I mean, if you haven't noticed, you're all in a religious building, right? With pews that told you where to sit, hymnals that told you what to sing, a bulletin with little asterisks that tell you when to stand up, right? There isn't anything wrong with all of that stuff, and we're probably going to do the same thing next week. But it's not always the best environment for spontaneous eruptions of spirit and energy, is it? I mean, if we're all being honest, I'm literally reciting a sermon from a manuscript that I wrote last week in preparation for this. You can hear what's coming, can't you? Yeah. So how can we break from it? How do we step away from the script a little bit and do something a little different, a little more Palm Sunday-y? Well, we start by inviting the kids back in. Because the nice thing about kids is that even if you try to script it, they're going to do their own thing anyways. And so kids, come on in. You get to have some fun with me. Come cluster over here. Let's see if we can fit everyone in. And grown-ups, you're not off the hook either. You're in on this. No, you can stay standing. This isn't like a sit and listen sort of thing. You guys are allowed to make noise. Yeah. All right, come all the way in. All right, guys, can you squeeze in even more? Even more. We're going to get you all in front of this section. More kids? Like we said, we're off the script now. So what I want to do when we get the rest of the kids, I want to do the wave. Okay? You guys know how to do the wave? Yeah. So grab your palm branches. Kids, do you guys... this isn't going to work well, is it? Do you guys know how to do the wave?
Yeah!
All right, so what's going to happen... I've got a mic on and I can still barely talk over them. This is so good. So what's going to happen is you guys are going to hold your palm branches up and you're going to run across the front of the sanctuary over to that side. And as they go by, you guys are going to stand up with your palm branches. You can give a woohoo. You can do whatever you want. And we're going to see how this works, okay? You can hold your palm branches however you want. If someone trips in front of you, don't run over them. But, it's Palm Sunday. This feels authentic. All right, let's just try this. Are you guys ready? Wave ready? Okay, kids, on the count of three, you can run to that side of the sanctuary. Lauren, I'd be careful if I were you. All right, one, two, three. All right, kids, you nailed it. That was only like half of the adults in, though. We need everybody in. This is crazy. You guys want to do it again? Yeah. You've practiced? Yeah. Okay, one, two, three, go. Yeah. I feel like we got two of those in. No one got hurt. It's time to move on, isn't it? All right, why don't we invite everyone to stand? We're going to sing our closing hymn, and our kids are just going to keep marching and making noise.